Welcome to another episode of Near Death Dolls. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Paige.
And we're your hosties with the mosties.
While talking about ghosties.
And other out of this world shit.
I'm ready to blast on out of here.
Sounds sexual. Just kidding,
maybe.
Sorry.
This week, Lisa's going to be telling us the story of the Brooklyn Bridge abduction.
That's right. And before we take off, Paige, what are you drinking?
I am drinking something that will make sure I can't fly this airplane or this UFO. So hopefully there's a DD designated pilot. I'm drinking a Buzzball.
Oh, Buzzball throwback to like early Near Death Doll days.
They're so good, Lisa. Have you seen any where you're at to buy?
I've seen a few, but okay. I haven't purchased any, which when they sponsor me, I will.
You know what? I just wondered if they were available to you, because remember last time when I had one, it was like, I don't even know if they have them in Wisconsin. So at least they have them. So if you ever want some, you can get yourself a Buzzball.
That's right. Yeah, I can definitely do that. What flavor do you got?
Strawberry Arita.
Ooh, like a margarita?
Like a margarita, but
strawberry. Yeah. Okay, couldn't help it.
Delicious. How about you, Lisa? What you drinking?
Oh, Paige, I am so excited for this week's episode about aliens that I wore my alien shirt. I'm going to come up here. Hold on.
Oh, my God. It's so cute.
It's a picture. It looks like someone took a picture out in the wild of a kitty cat about to be abducted by a flying saucer. That's what I'm wearing.
Upset.
The cat looks terrifying. But what I am drinking, and I'm so excited because I got this 2 weeks ago in anticipation of this episode.
Two weeks?
It is 2 weeks ago. I'm going to show you what it looks like real quick. It's really weird looking. It's really hard to see. Oh my gosh. There you go.
Oh.
And this is called Here Comes the Alien Invasion Cherry Peach Delight. I think it's a sour.
Oh.
From Drecker Brewing Company, and it has notes of sweet cherry, peach, apricot, almond cookies, and marshmallow.
That sounds amazing.
I am so excited. Like, this has been in my fridge forever, like 2 weeks, but I've been seeing it and I'm like, I want to drink that so bad.
I hope it lives up to expectations.
I hope so too. I hope I can get my nails under here to open it,
because you got long nails.
They're kind of in the middle right now. I break nails so easily, and it drives me nuts, so I usually keep them short. But now I can't open this bitch. Okay, there we go. Ooh, it kind of exploded on me.
Oh, dear. All this alien splooge.
Oh, by the way.
What?
I went to pop it, and it didn't pop it open all the way. I don't... How do I remedy this?
I don't know. Do you have a bottle opener somewhere you can crack it in?
No, I got a Sharpie here.
It's close enough.
There we go. All right.
I just see Lisa's hand moving up and down under the screen.
It did look a little perverted.
It did a little bit, but that's okay.
All right. Oh, hot damn. This is so good. Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome. And it has by the way, for anyone at home who's not privy to the YouTube video, it has an alien on the, it's like a kind of a 50s sci-fi style alien scene.
Actually, it kind of reminds me of like, kind of like how Sam draws. I don't know what his style is exactly, but it's very like...
creepy,
I don't know,
comic booky kind of.
Kind of, yeah. Like very sketched very nice. Out... But yeah, it reminds me of Sam, but I can totally taste the almond cookie marshmallow.
You can?
Oh my gosh.
That's the one that I was like, we'll see if it tastes like that.
Usually with like, I'm pretty sure this is a sour. But it's not very sour. Mm. I don't know what style this is actually, but I would assume it's a sour. But usually they'll say like notes of, you know, the fruits, maybe it's a fruited sour. But you never get the other, like, subtle hints of, like, other things. This, I can taste almond cookie and marshmallow so much. Paige, you're going to have to do this episode because I'm just going to be sipping this tall boy, okay?
I got this. So, Brooklyn Bridge, abduction, aliens, go. No, I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen. I
Paige,
have no idea.
No, she doesn't know this one yet.
No, I don't know.
Paige, I'm I'm at a crossroads. I want to drink the shit out of this beer, but I gotta talk.
We're old hats at this, Lisa. We can talk and drink.
You know what? I'm going to put a straw in this. I know that's probably like not something you should do. No, I'm just kidding.
Do it. Put a straw in it. I love straws, man. I was staying at a house this last weekend where she had a bunch of glass straws, and I just like fucking used it in every drink.
I'm always afraid. Okay, so I just got my very first like cup. Like, it's those beer can style cups. You know what I'm talking about? They look like kind of like a soda can, beer can shape, but they're glass.
No.
I'll have to show you later. But it came with a glass straw. And I am deathly afraid of, like, drinking out of it and, like, tripping and falling and it breaking and, like, stabbing me in the back of the neck, like, in the throat. I don't know if anyone else has that fear. Is that a weird fear?
It might be. I've never thought of that, but also... Now I will.
I'm so sorry I ruined glass straws for you.
It's like scissors. You don't want to run with them. You've got to be careful.
Right. Okay, I'm going to put my drink down. I may have to come back to it after this episode.
No, you got to drink it throughout the episode. We'll take sip breaks.
All right. Yeah, please remind me when it's time for a sip break then, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool.
A special thanks to Sam Hughes for this? Art and music.
I'm so excited.
If you'd like to see more from him, check out the links in our show notes.
I had never heard of this. So let me tell you, I got this story. I found the story through watching the YouTube video from the Y Files. W-H-Y Files. And
a little spoof on X Files.
I believe so. But the guy, he's so good in it. He does like really, I don't know if he does his own research or not, but maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But anyways, he's a really good storyteller. I love the way he tells stories. And he has a comic little sidekick, whose name is Hecklefish.
Oh, okay, that's why you said fish.
He kind of has this, like, that's why I went to fish, Hecklefish. And let me tell you, the first couple episodes I saw of the Y-Files, Kyle turned me on. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Anyways. More often than not. Oh, and I was like, I like the guy, but the Hecklefish is stupid. I hate the Hecklefish. After like three episodes, I'm like, man, Hecklefish is the man. He's so cool.
Oh, you like him now. Okay.
I like him now. I get it now. I get the humor, but he's hilarious.
You just had to get the humor. Yeah.
I guess I had to get the humor. I felt like he was an unnecessary distraction at first. Watch a couple episodes and then he'll grow on you. He's hilarious.
The Hecklefish.
Hecklefish. All right. So... That's where I found the story, and I'd never heard it before, and they start out by saying, like, this is the craziest fucking story you've ever heard in your life regarding aliens, and it really is.
Why isn't it more well known?
I don't know!
It would be awesome if there was, like, a good movie about it.
I don't know. Okay, so there was a documentary, I guess. I don't know. I tried watching it. It felt really stupid, and it really didn't feel like it focused very well on this case, as even though it's named this case, you know.
Oh man, lame.
It was, yeah. I found it very boring. So I found other resources.
God's
pardon me.
sip
with the shit. You're actually. We should play that game. During this sip with the shit, let's see how many sip with the shits we can get during this, because you will be saying
I'll keep
it, okay?
Tally. I will keep a tally.
Drink. Okay, the Brooklyn Bridge abduction story. So 3 a.m. on November 30th, 1989, so we were about 2 years old, Linda Napolitano was fast asleep in her New York City apartment, Lower East Side, in case you were wondering. When she, Paige is like, no,
I
was not.
I don't know about New York.
Nor do I. When she was awakened by a strange feeling, she had a weird sensation in her legs, a numbness, a heaviness. She realized she couldn't move them.
I like that.
She opens her eyes and sees a figure at the foot of her bed. Startled, she screams and throws a pillow at the object. It does nothing. A pillow.
Okay, so it's just her legs and feet that are paralyzed. Okay.
Yes, so far. The paralyzed feeling does start to move up through her body, but it starts kind of like in her legs.
I don't like it. Okay, so she throws a pillow.
Yeah, does nothing because it's a It's a pillow.
It's a pillow, yeah. It's not exactly a weapon of destruction.
Her husband, who's lying next to her, is fast asleep and is not awakened at all.
Of course.
Heavy sleepers, right?
Of course. I would have slapped him with the pillow.
Yeah, I would have been hitting him. Like, wake up!
At least look at this with me.
So she said she heard a voice in her head telepathically say to be quiet. And she remembers a white sheet going over her face.
Jesus.
She then begins to hover over her bed and feels herself being moved through her bedroom, out her bedroom window, which is closed and has bars on it. She passes through closed window and bars, Paige.
Shit. That's scary.
She moves outside. Now, she's on the 12th floor of her apartment. So she is now hovering 12 floors above the ground.
And she went through glass and iron bars.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So she's so terrified. She is like praying she doesn't fall. She's in her nightgown.
With a sheet on her?
She said there was a sheet that went over her, but I don't know if it fell off or if it was just some kind of like masking thing. I don't know. Something went over her, but she does say she can kind of see the ground. Now she's floating outside and she's kind of like in the fetal position. And all she's thinking is like, good God, don't let me die. Don't let me fall down and not be, you know, in whoever's hands I'm in, you know, whatever. But she's terrified.
Yeah, I'd be too. I mean, the only thing I can think of to compare to this is when fucking Harry Potter got saved from his second bedroom window. And it was the Weasleys in a flying car, which I believe is not the case in this abduction story.
I do not believe this is the case.
That's too bad, because those Weasleys, I love a redhead.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
As she's outside, she notices three aliens, compared to the Greys, is what she describes, are kind of like escorting her under the beam of light coming down from a flying saucer.
Oh, shit, dude.
And as she's beamed up, she says... Initially, she doesn't remember much after that. And while this sounds like a crazy nightmare, she's not the only one who saw her floating outside of her apartment. There were multiple witnesses.
Oh my God, that was my next question. I'm like, who's on this New York City street looking up going like, what the fuck is that? Mm-hmm. No, that's crazy.
So before we get into the witnesses, a little bit more about Linda Napolitano. So when... She first kind of came out about this. Let me not get ahead of myself. I wrote this out for a reason.
Okay. Let's sip with the shit, though, because I'm already like...
That's a good one. That's a good start to the sippins. Jesus. I'm going to have to get another one of these. I only bought one, but I'm...
Do you have more?
No. Oh. I got it as a singlet. I have to send Kyle back to the liquor store by his work to get me a few more. They're so good.
I'm gonna need some more.
Good dessert drink. Like, it's very sweet.
We'll have to do more alien episodes, but I'm happy with that. I'm fine with that.
I thought you would be.
Yeah, of course.
So anyways, okay, so I couldn't find out much about her background, like, online, but in a documentary called Linda Napolitano, The Abduction Case of the Century, which really gave no information. Like I said, I got bored with it.
Yeah.
They said she was a housewife and a mother at this time, but in the book about the incident called Witnessed, The True Story of the Brooklyn Bridge UFO, it said she was a secretary for a printing company. I think eventually she did stop working, so she eventually became just a housewife and mother. But... She was working. She was a working woman. So keep in mind, she's probably not sitting around with too much time on her hands, just, you know, watching scary movies on TV.
Being bored, thinking up these crazy stories.
Right.
Trying to get attention. She's busy. Mm-hmm. She's a busy lady. She doesn't have time for that.
Professional woman.
That's right. I'm a professional woman. Nobody pays me to be a woman, though.
Well, this was the 80s. This is, you know, shoulder pads and perms, Paige.
Awful. I feel sorry for her already.
T- kind of wonder if they're going to come back. All God, my 90s fashion not. Right now is back in style, and I'm like, I can't.
Mm-mm. No, the mom jeans bother me more than I can say.
I don't like the daisies on everything.
Oh my God, the smiley daisies, faces, little butterfly clips, all the things that me and you used to wear.
Yeah, I left those in the past. I don't care if they're back in style. I'm staying with my 2005 style. I'm waiting for that to come back.
My 1888 style. I'm going way back. No, that's not true. I love the 60s style. If I could wear all hippie clothes all the time, I would.
I'm trying to think what era. I like the 1950s. Mm. I like the silhouettes of the dresses. I love a good Dior and Chanel
dress. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The classics. Nice circle skirt. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little belt on the dress. Yeah, yep. Very nice.
I like that. I like something that gives me a waist because I'm kind of toilet paper tube shaped right now.
Oh, yeah. Toilet paper tube means you're recyclable.
Okay. moving on. Just kidding. So about 13 years before the abduction in 1976, she noticed a strange bump on her nose. She said she noticed it in a picture that someone had taken a picture of her right when she had given birth to her first child.
Oh, so she's already got kids by the time that she gets abducted.
Yes, I believe okay. She has two. But she notices in this picture that there's a weird, like, almost like her nose looks crooked. And she's like, I never noticed that before. And she's looking at it and she's like, I don't know. And apparently she says other people aren't really realizing this or they're not seeing it the way she is. And I don't know if it's one of those situations where it's like, I know I have one eye that's slightly smaller than the other, but it's because I look at myself in the mirror probably way too much, but no one else would notice. You know what I mean? So I'm wondering if it's something like that.
Like one of my boobs is bigger than the other.
Mine are too, but only when I like lean over and let them dangle can I tell which one. But like sitting up straight, like no one would know. Is that how it is for you?
Yeah, wearing a bra. Can't even tell. You'd have to take the bra off. No, I'm not doing that outside.
No. Not on this recording. only if you're listening. If you guys are just listening and not watching on YouTube, which this will eventually come to YouTube. Paige is wiggling them. Whoa, down, girl. Calm your tits.
Calm your tits. I got one party tit. It's this one. No, I'm just kidding.
Same. That's my party tit. You should see when we get together.
Truly scrumptious.
Yeah, that's right. Mine are truly and scrumptious. What were yours again?
Golden and snitch.
That's right. You have golden and snitch for your boobs. I have truly scrumptious. Okay.
Yours makes more sense, but I'm sticking with my Harry Potter themed boob names.
I love it. Mine's chitty chitty bang bang. Yeah. Chitty chitty boom boom. Boob boobs. Sorry, guys. You know what's funny? Like recently, I have new coworkers, and I think they found out. They did find out. They found out I have a podcast, but I didn't tell them what it was because I said if you guys listen, you will know way too much about me, and I really don't need to get on my Zoom calls with them. But like, hey, how's truly scrumptious over there? Not that it's hard to find our podcast. It's very easy if you just know my name. So.
Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. They'll probably, I mean, if they're not into like true crime and aliens and paranormal. Oh.
They said, what's yours about? I said, well, we do true crime, paranormal, conspiracy theory. They're like, oh, we have to know. I'm like, no. I will not outright tell you what it's called.
Like, I said, will send you the link as soon as I quit.
Yeah. The day I put in my 2-week notice, absolutely. Then I don't care if you know about my boob names. Mm-mm. All right, so Linda has a weird bump on her nose. So she goes to the doctor, and she's concerned. She's, like, scared it's, like, a tumor or something. Yeah, she's like, I just had a baby. Like, I'm married. I have a baby. I don't need this. Like, I'm freaking out. So the doctor is like, no, this is a result of, like, a cartilage buildup. And she's like, what would have caused that? And they're like, well, you must have had surgery at some point, right? And she's like, no. He's like, well, that's not... like scar tissue from like picking your nose that had to come from a surgical tool. And she's like, I've never had nose surgery. She even got her mom. She's like, Mom, have I ever had any surgery on my face anywhere at all? And she's like, no. She's like, not even as a child, not even as a baby. She's like, no, we've never had anything. And she's like, what in the shit?
And that's something you would remember.
I mean, I'm
fairly certain I've never had surgery on my fucking face.
Right, or even if you had it, like, as a child, like, someone would have told you at some point, like, oh, yeah, remember that time you fell down and smacked the crap out of your nose and you had to have surgery and there would have been a scar? Yeah, I don't know, but, like, you would know.
Yeah, if you don't know and your mom doesn't know, you didn't have face surgery, I guess, unless it's an alien.
Well, that's kind of what she thought. She was like, how did this happen? By who or what?
Yeah. It's also interesting that she didn't notice it. Except in a picture. And then she
I thought that was weird, too. I'm sorry. We bitches, we look at ourselves in the mirror. Like, we want to make sure we look presentable. And she has described in both the book and other sources saying she is a very, like, well-kept looking woman, stylish. I would think this lady would look in the mirror. And I've seen pictures of her. She's pretty. Okay. Especially, like... not say if you get older you're not pretty, but like I saw pictures of her in her youth, like kind of when this was happening, and I'm like, she's a very pretty woman.
And thus, ladies, do pay attention. We want to know what we look like before we leave the house. Mm-hmm. And if I had a big bump on my nose, I'd be like, what the fuck is that?
Right? It's okay. So Linda contacts a very well-known UFO researcher named Bud Hopkins. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Okay. So, Bud Hopkins, interestingly enough, wasn't always a ufologist. You know what his other profession was?
Let me see.
Three guesses, Paige. Go.
Okay.
Very generalized, too.
Really? Okay. Was he a massage therapist?
No.
Oh, okay. Was he a dog walker? About that, though.
No.
Okay, was he a surgeon?
No. Okay. He was an artist.
Oh, he's just an artist. Okay.
And so not just Sam. Like some... He was a painter and sculptor. Huh? He, actually, the same year that Linda noticed the bump in her nose was the exact same year that Bud Hopkins was awarded a Guggenheim Fellowship for painting. He has permanent exhibits, I think, at the Guggenheim. Jesus. If I'm not mistaken. So he's not like just some, no offense if you are, but just, you know, some New York City, you know, studio apartment, 200 square feet artist. Like,
no, yeah, he's established.
He is established and well known for his art.
Man, he must have gotten bit by the alien bug.
He was very, very interested in extraterrestrials. And that's, I think, more of what he's known for more now. Excuse me. Alien beer burp. So he was really interested. He started doing tons and tons of research about alien abductions and kind of, I don't know how to put it, but kind of like, not introduced, but really put an emphasis on people who have been abducted and had... aliens like test on them.
Oh, okay.
And do alterations to them during like experimentations by the aliens. So he kind of focused on that kind of stuff. I mean, he dealt with abductions and abductees and experiencers, as sometimes they're referred to or prefer to be referred to.
It does sound nicer than alien abduction.
Yes. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I feel like I have on this podcast, but there was a TV show, I think it lasted only like one or two seasons, but it was called People of Earth. And it was, I think it was on TBS, and it was really funny. And it was about this support group of experiencers who had all been like taken or had some kind of experience with aliens, different types of aliens. And they would tell their stories or whatever. All the while, like, the aliens who like abducted them and stuff, there's like a gray, a white, a reptilian. And it's very comical. It's very funny. But I believe they, in their group, they refer to each other as experiencers. Because some of them had good experiences.
Lucky bastards.
Yeah.
That's great. So, you have mentioned that show.
Okay, good. I thought I had. And it was really good. I, like, enjoyed it. Kyle and I both watched it, so. Bud Hopkins, he hosted regular group meetings for people claiming to be abductees or experiencers and encouraged/witnessed hypnosis sessions for repressed memories.
Oh my God, Lisa. you saying his name and talking about him doing like the group meetings and stuff. Uh-huh. He also worked with Whitley Strieber for communion when we did our communion episode.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't recognize his name right off, but he totally worked with him too.
He
and
did.
That was also in New York. Jesus Christ, what's going on up there?
It's crazy. All the shining lights, it's like a beacon to the aliens, I guess.
I guess right? so. The city that never sleeps.
Right? But no, he did collaborate with Whitley Strieber. You're right. You're so right there.
Damn.
I did read that in a book. So, in a book.
In a book.
And he wrote multiple books about different topics revolving around the UFO and abductee experiences.
Damn.
So Linda gets in touch
with. That's not one of the ones that you read, right?
It is.
Or was it?
It is.
Oh, so it was good. So he was a good writer.
He's actually a very good writer. So I was going to save it to the end. But anyways, yes, he wrote the book about this that I read for details.
Oh, okay. Bud.
Bud.
Good old Bud.
And I'm sorry. I was typing this out, doing my research, and I hated just calling him Bud. I had to call him Bud Hopkins every single time. So if you hear me say his full name, like, I'll talk about Linda and I'll talk about other people by just their first names. Bud Hopkins will always be his name.
Bud Hopkins.
It just sounds better. I don't know.
Than Bud. What's just up, Bud?
Because you
know, I ain't your like, Bud, pal.
I ain't your pal, guy. South Park.
South Park, yeah. Always. Always comes back to South Park.
I swear, if aliens made this beer, they are allowed to take me. I do consent.
You just gave him permission. You
Damn
said,
it.
Okay, this is my written and vocal Verbal. Permission to come get me if you made this beer.
When I'm laying on a cold metal table being probed, they'll be like, we have video proof of you giving us permission to do this. I don't know why they're
like where's
robots.
My beer, though?
I'm like, can you at least let me have a beer while you probe me?
Only after.
Son of a bitch.
You fucking bitch. God damn it. I should have specified.
Yeah, I should have had this in writing. In 1991, Bud Hopkins receives a letter, snail mail, if you will, from two men claiming they'd witnessed the abduction back in 1989. So 3 years go by, and Bud hears that there's two witnesses.
Oh my God. Okay. Can I ask some questions about the timeline here?
Sure.
You said before the abduction scenario that she experienced, she noticed a bump on her nose.
Yes.
Did she start talking to Bud after she noticed the bump or after she was abducted?
After she noticed the bump in 1976, she kind of like was just like, what could have happened? In what world did I have surgery without knowing about it, without my parents knowing about it? Like, how could this have happened? And the only thing that kind of made sense was maybe I had an encounter or an abduction. Maybe something was done to me. So she does reach out to Bud Hopkins and kind of is like, I don't know if I've, like, I have no memories of something happening to me. I just know something's happened to me and I have no recollection of it. And I don't know why that would be. Like, if something traumatic happened to me, at least my parents would have known about it and could fill me in on the details, you know. But they're saying, like, absolutely not. You've never had surgery on your face.
That is scary.
Yeah.
And to try and figure out what happened and, like, maybe it was aliens? Fuck, dude. You know that I love aliens, but if I had that scenario, I'd be like, Lisa, I'm so scared.
I'm so scared right now. Yeah. All right, so there's witnesses. These two men who signed the letter as Richard and Dan said they were police officers.
What? They were police officers? Sip, sip, what the shit? Number two.
All right, let's do it. All right. Chug, chug.
Jesus, police officers. What is this, The Conjuring 2?
Not quite.
Not quite.
All right, they had been near the Brooklyn Bridge on duty when they saw an extraterrestrial vehicle near an apartment building and a woman in a white nightgown floating outside a 12th floor window.
What a police way to explain it. An extraterrestrial vehicle has entered the area.
To be fair, I did use that word because I didn't want to say like flying saucer, even though it's it was saucer shaped. Like, it's fine. Oh, I was just it? Used okay. it. I just liked using the extraterrestrial vehicle. I wanted to sell it smart. Don't give them credit. I'm the smart one.
Lisa. Thank I'm sorry, you. Lisa. That's you. That is you. I give you the credit.
Thank you. They also say they saw three. They described them as like ugly creatures that weren't quite human looking floating beside her. They're like, I don't know who these ugly ass motherfuckers were, but they were not human. But they kind of looked like human, but they was not. They was ugly.
And they were floating.
They were floating beside her. Like they were escorting her.
Oh, she got some escorts. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, that's why the police are paying attention, because that's illegal. Or it could be. It could be illegal,
yeah.
Depending on the situation.
Depending. They watched as she was pulled into the flying saucer by a beam of bright light. Then the saucer took off.
They watched it. They saw all of that.
Yes.
Jeez. Oh, my God. Okay. So they wrote independently of them, of Bud Hopkins, mm-hmm. And...
Yes. Linda.
What's her name?
Linda. Linda. Linda, listen. Yes.
Linda.
Correct. So, 3 years go by, and the reason they were writing now is because they were seriously worried for the woman and felt guilty they never told anyone. They knew if they told anyone in their precinct, they'd be laughed at and, like, not believe. Could... Think about it. Like, you are supposed to be, like, one of the most credible professions, I suppose, because you're there for the law, the truth, the way, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Lots of rules in place.
Like, the documentation has to be, like, on point, you know what I mean? Like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And if they were to come back and say to their fellow police officers, we saw this up in the sky... they'd get moved to a different precinct if it would get mm-hmm. bad enough, but yeah, definitely people would be making fun of them, especially in the 80s. Maybe now it would be a little different, but I don't know.
I agree with you. I feel like now they'd be believed a little bit more. Back then they would have been laughed out of that precinct, like, yeah, bye bitch, you need to go for your psyche val, bye.
I don't blame them for not wanting to come back to the workplace and be like, guess what we saw today.
Exactly. But over the years, like I said, it was about 3 years, it was really eating away at them. They heard of Bud Hopkins, and they thought they'd be taken seriously by him. And they thought, you know, he won't laugh at us, you know. And I don't think I mentioned it, but Bud was very respected in this field, as well as, like, being an artist. But he was very respected and considered extremely trustworthy, because he would have these, like, group sessions, like, in his home. He took, I think, every single, you know, claim as seriously as he could, unless he, like, obviously saw someone just looking for attention or a cry for help or whatever. But he did look into at least everything for the most part, and people said he was so compassionate, had an open door policy, like, I'm happy to accept any letters, videos, if you want to come meet with me, let's meet, let's talk, let's figure it out, like, anything you need, like, I'm here for you. So...
That must be so nice, especially for all those people who are like, my loved ones don't believe me. My friends think I'm crazy or trying to get attention or something. It's like, no, I know what I saw.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Dan and Richard also said they were considering trying to locate and talk to the woman they'd seen, but they weren't sure if they were going to. They're like, we know the building. We know about what floor we saw her come out of. Like... Yeah. We could probably figure it out.
Yeah, if she still lived there. If it's a couple of years later, she might have moved. But right. She didn't, right?
No, she didn't. And I don't know the distance between... I think they called it the elevated FDR drive. I don't know what that would look like. I'd have to, like, Google it. But anyways, they were at a position where they could see it, and they also had binoculars, too. So they both took turns looking in the binoculars to, like, see it close. And that's how they knew that these creatures were ugly-ass motherfuckers.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
So they got...
Can you imagine that, Lisa? You're down on the street looking... I don't know why they were looking up so high, but good for them. I'm glad they were.
We'll talk aliens. More about that, too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, after getting this letter, Bud Hopkins realized it was Linda Napolitano they were referring to, because Linda had been attending Bud's support group for years, and so he'd become familiar with the details of her story, because this thing happens in 1989, and has already been in contact with Bud previously. So once this happens, and the few memories she had at the time, she's told Bud. So he knows the story, and he's like, holy crap, there's people confirming her story.
Yeah.
A couple years later, but it's confirmation.
That's insane. Most abductees would kill for something like that.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Experiencers, forgive me.
It depends on how, I mean, you could consider yourself an abductee if you had a bad experience, or an experiencer if you had an experience you're either neutral or positive about. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. Not me, thank God. Watch me get a bump on my nose.
A few weeks later, Dan and Richard did track down Linda at her apartment and spoke with her about the abduction.
Did Bud give her a warning ahead of time?
I don't remember reading that. He may have or may not have. I feel like he did. I may okay. be wrong, but I feel like he did. So they all met, and Linda urged Dan and Richard to meet with or at least call Bud Hopkins, but instead they mailed him a cassette tape of their experience watching what happened to Linda.
Okay. So they were like, okay, I mean, I want to be on record, but I don't necessarily want to do this in person.
Correct. Not long after Bud had received the tape, he got another letter. This time it was only from Dan. So there's the two partners here, Dan and Richard. This time it was only from Dan. He tells Bud essentially that his mental health has been declining since the incident. He's not sleeping, he's paranoid, and he's anxious that he might be abducted next. He's like, this could happen to her. Like, why wouldn't it happen to me? Like, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
He also mentions that his partner Richard may or may not have been spying on Linda recently.
Oh, really? That's maybe why they were looking up?
No.
No.
I'll explain. Please. So Dan says Richard seemed to feel better once he would see Linda. So basically after this experience, he kind of was doubting what they saw. He was like, I don't know if it was true or not, but if he could see Linda and see that she was real, then he would know that, okay, I didn't imagine it. This truly happens, because there's the person that I saw.
Yeah, so, and that's their house, and they corroborate the story that they remember that happening to them. That would have fucked me up too, girl. I can't lie. I would have been seeing floating aliens next to a floating body in a UFO like saucer. Fuck me up for life. Sip, what the shit. Good idea.
I was choking on a piece of, like, I don't know, lint in my throat.
Lint? You've been sucking on.
Dryer. Yeah, sorry. That's why I prematurely sip what the shitted myself.
That sounds it was so necessary weird. At that point. I mean, I'm... Whew, aliens are freaky, man.
Let me tell you, in the last 2 days, my one eye has been twitching like crazy. And it's not like the eyelid. It's like behind the eyelid, like between like with that crease of my eyelid, between that and my brow kind of area. It's been like, let's hope it's not alien, like probulator trackers in behind my eye. Now they can see what I see, but it's going haywire.
Just keep that one eye closed, like, fuck you guys. You can't see anything.
Or it could be stress. Who knows?
Hopefully not. I don't know, man. Stop it. Stop
I've been very it, stressed lately. And my upper lip has been, like, not the lip itself, but the area between my lip and my nose.
That has been, like, right,
yeah, this little part right here, like, above my Cupid's bow, has been, like, twitching. But it's been twitching, like, left to right. So it feels like if I had a mustache, I'd be, like, wiggling it.
You like to playing with your mustache?
No. Anyways, damn. I've been very stressed lately, apparently, because my whole face is twitchy. Okay, sorry.
I hope it's like work stress and not I've been abducted by alien stress and I don't remember it. And I need
pretty
to
sure it's work stress.
To Bud.
Yeah. So anyways, okay. So Richard says he feels better once he gets like a glimpse of Linda, because he knows then he has not imagined it all. But Dan, on the other hand, he says he basically hates the thought of seeing Linda because he's traumatized by the events of that night.
Oh, man.
So like if they're like out on patrol and Richard's like, hey, let's go swing by Linda's because I'll feel better if I just see her like walking out of her apartment, whatever. Dan's like, fuck me, no, no, I don't want to do that. Like,
yeah, so he'd rather pretend it didn't happen.
Absolutely. Not, yeah. So, Bud Hopkins really wants to find Richard and Dan. He goes to all the local precincts to see if he can find two officers by that name. He never finds them.
Oh, maybe they were using, like, fake names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does, however, find out that... Ready to sip with the shit?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Richard and Dan are not police officers after all.
What the fuck?
Close-ish. They were actually security for a high-ranking political figure, and they were driving this person when they saw the abduction. So there's actually a third witness now.
The and political it was a figure. High-ranking political figure. Okay, let's do. Now we're on four. Sip with the shit.
You're gonna be drunk.
I'm ready. My body's ready to get drunk over this alien story.
So, okay. It's speculated, more or less, this person is Javier Perez de Cuellar, who is the who was the Secretary General of the United Nations.
Holy shit, dude. That's bigger than
the that's America. Not even the, that's like, not even the president. That is like... Yeah. Double presidente status. He passed away in 2020 at 100 years old.
Holy shit.
2020. And you know what? You know who he shares a birthday with? Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton?
You know how I know that? Because it's one day after my birthday, Paige.
You want to know?
And you know how I know when Dolly Parton's birthday is, Paige? Because it's one day after mine.
Because I texted you on Dolly Parton's birthday and said happy birthday, Dolly Parton, and not to you on your birthday.
The day before.
Yeah, skimmed right past your birthday, went straight to Dolly Parton. And I believe Edgar Allan Poe's birthday is on the same day as Dolly Parton. And this gentleman.
Yes. He has a much longer name, but he just goes by politically like Javier Perez de Cuellar. Okay. But apparently, Richard and Dan were actually taking De Cuellar to the airport or a helipad or something when the car that they were in died. So they were stopped, couldn't get the car to start, and that's when they saw the abduction.
Oh my god. So the guy saw it too? The guy from the UN saw this shit?
So when De Cuellar was asked about this, he neither confirmed nor denied being involved, according to Bud Hopkins' assistant.
Of course. He had to get all political with it, like, oh, no, I maybe have been there, but I don't know.
So here's something interesting I thought about. Like, anytime a political figure is involved in something they do not want to be involved in, they will, like, staunchly deny.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that he neither confirmed nor denied being involved leaves it open to speculation where he... I don't know why exactly... He did that because he could have easily just said, "Those guys were on drugs. I don't know. They're crazy. Yeah. I don't." That never happened. But he's like, "I'm not gonna say it didn't happen. I'm not gonna say it did happen." And This is coming from Bud Hopkins' assistant, which I listened to a podcast, and I'm so sorry, I cannot remember what it was called. And I tried finding it, like in my history, and for whatever reason, I could not find it. Aliens.
Aliens. Yep.
But the podcaster actually interviewed Bud Hopkins' assistant and was asking like detailed questions about this case. And this guy, he's rather old now, but he was like, you know, when we asked De Cuellar about this, like, he's like, "You're welcome to, here's the names of a few of my bodyguards over the years. Like, you can question one of them if you'd like," but they never got Richard and Dan.
Oh, man. What a bummer that they didn't get the confirmation of who they were and where to find them.
Exactly. So about a month after the last letter from Richard and Dan, Linda's out and about running errands, New York City, and she bumps into Richard. So she recognizes him because they've met before in person.
Oh, that's right. They came to her apartment.
Right.
So she knows what they look like.
Correct. He tells her he would like to talk to her again about the abduction. And she's like, "I'm kind of busy. I'm running errands. I got stuff to do. But why don't you come by my apartment later? You're welcome to, and we can discuss it." He says he can't. And she's like, "Well, then just come over later and we can all, you know, sit down and discuss it." Apparently, he had a car waiting nearby. I'm assuming it's the same vehicle, like an SUV-type vehicle, something a little bigger, kind of like you would escort a, you know, a UN general secretary general person around in. And when she said she couldn't again, Dan, the other officer, quote-unquote, appeared and basically forced her into the car.
What? Why? What is this all about? Okay.
So they pushed her into this car and they drove off. They started berating her with questions about who she was and if she was working for a government agency or if she was working with the aliens or if she was an alien. They
if
are
she was
like
an alien, they wouldn't bother abducting her.
Maybe. They wanted to look at her feet.
Because
they thought it was proof of her being an alien or not, or being a half-breed, which possibly could be the case. So
could
they were
be,
like,
but...
they're like, show us your feet. And she's like, no. And they're like, just do it. And she's like, you know what? Whatever. If it gets them to stop freaking out, fine. So she shows them her feet, which were regular human feet, proving she's not an alien.
Know.
I mean... To be fair, I have my second and third toe are kind of fused together a little bit, but I mean, they still separate, but there's a little bit of like skin kind of webbed. So,
yeah.
I mean, I could be a half breed. I don't know.
Maybe you is.
Maybe I'm part duck and that's why I'm such a good swimmer. Actually, I'm not. I'm a terrible swimmer. I doggy paddle.
Well, you can because you got the webbed toes. You can just
ducky paddle. Only two of the toes are kind of stuck together, and they still separate. Like, you wouldn't know unless you really looked at my feet. Paige has been my best friend for, like, years, and she's never noticed.
No? Mm-mm. Well, probably not, because my mom has the same thing, so I probably just thought it was normal.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe I'm just a normal girl.
It sounds like these guys just had a foot fetish and were like, show us your feet.
I'll tell you why later and why they were focused so much on her feet. But so they see her feet. They eventually drive her back and let her go.
God, that's
like they calm down,
so
they're
scary.
Like, whatever. Yeah. A few weeks go by and Richard finds Linda again and tries to take her again, but she makes it back home before he can get to her. So these guys are like obsessed with her now. They're like, they have this weird obsession with her now.
They weren't even abducted. These are just the guys who happen to look up and see it. She was the one who was fucking abducted. And it seems to affect them worse.
Than the actual abductee, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So, Bud Hopkins receives yet another letter from these two men. This is starting to feel like the Watcher episode with all the fucking letters, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I kept thinking. I'm like, there was another letter. And I'm like, oh my God. Not the watch. I mean, Dan and Richard. Anyways, this letter states that Richard and Dan both recalled a memory from the night Linda was abducted. A repressed memory.
Oh.
So they said they didn't know how, but after seeing Linda being taken into the saucer and it disappearing... Dan, Richard, and the Secretary General found themselves at the beach.
Oh. What?
Yeah. They didn't
Which
know
beach?
How. Long Island?
Oh, something in New York. Okay.
Yeah, in New York.
It would have been different if it was like, suddenly they're in Florida on the beach. Like,
yeah. Daytona.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But yeah, I believe it was Long Island.
Damn,
though. So they're at the beach, and it's night, and they see Linda with two to three of the aliens, and they were digging in the sand trying to bury a dead fish.
I'm speechless. I think it's time for another system with the shit.
I'm so glad we're playing this game because, like, I'm only halfway done. Damn.
This is such a nutso butso story.
Paige is gonna get crazier. Don't even worry. Just you wait.
Okay.
Hope you have another buzz ball in the wings. Damn it. Okay, sip with the shit lightly.
I know, right? I've got some vodka if I need it.
All right, there you go. Okay, so they're watching Linda and the two or three aliens, like, I think she's holding a fish. They're digging in the sand. She's trying to help, whatever. And they said Linda was speaking in alienese, like some foreign language, some weird language. They said they could have misconstrued what she was saying. Maybe she was speaking in a earthling tongue, but they said it was very loud from like the waves and stuff crashing. So they're like, maybe I didn't hear right, but it did not sound like she was speaking English, like the Queen's English. Whatever.
Well, also, I mean, remember in Signs, those aliens...
Oh, the chittering?
Yeah.
Yeah, that creeps me out.
Creeps me the fuck out.
I love Signs. I love M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, yeah. And Jude. Oh, what's his name? Not Jude. Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix. That's right. Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Gibson. As brothers.
As brothers. And was it Dakota Fanning as the little girl?
I think.
And was it one of the... No. No, it was a different
Abigail little girl. Breslin.
Was it Abigail Breslin?
Okay. That's a little girl. Yeah.
And wasn't it one of the Culkin brothers? Oh my gosh, look at us knowing shit and stuff.
There's a lot of people in that movie.
Call me IMDb.
But anyway, that's just an alien language that pops to mind.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. I get that. So she's burying the fish. She looks up and notices them watching, and she takes the fish and kind of puts it in the air and yells at them, "Look what you've done."
What?
And one of the aliens calls her Lady of the Sands.
That's cool. I'll take a cool nickname from an alien.
Right. They call her Lady of the Sands. And the men say after this, they somehow were transported back to their car where it had stalled from the night of the incident. So it's like they were transported to the beach. And I can't remember who kind of brought up the point of what she said is like... So have you heard the theory that aliens come here to stop us from like self-destructing?
Mm-hmm.
Like they've helped disarm nuclear weaponry from different countries to make sure we aren't destroying the whole planet and destroying each other, and they're like just trying to help us manage peacefully. Like, I feel like they're doing that great of a job, but then again, we have not completely self-destructed and destroyed the earth. But basically, she was like, "Look, this dead fish, this is what you've done, like, as humanity, this is what you've done. You're destroying the planet." So I think that was the kind of vibe, what she meant. Now, no one really knows what they meant by calling her Lady of the Sands. I couldn't find an explanation of that, other than maybe they're like, "Look at Lady of the Sands over here, like, digging around on the beach. Like, oh, that's why." I don't know. I don't know if they meant it in a... like teasing way or something, but
it sounds like a true crime kind of name for a body that was not identified. And it's like, "Oh, the Lady of the Sands, we don't know what happened to her."
Yeah. Oh goodness. Okay. So they're transported back to the car. So Bud asks Linda to do a hypnotherapy session to see if she can recall similar memories. And during the session, she actually does. And it's stated that he didn't feed her the information from the letter. Like, he waited. And he was like, "Hey, can you take me back? Let's do some repressed memory hypnoses or whatever." And I couldn't... Now, he was not a therapist. He was not a doctor. And I don't think he completely led the hypnosis. I want to say he actually worked with an actual hypnotherapist. He might have been the one, like... fielding questions or whatever. But a quick little segue real quick, because this is nutso butso, and it's from my personal life. Okay, not my personal life, but from my life. Okay, so I don't know if I've talked about this much, but I used to work at a massage therapy school. I was a massage therapist for a few years, went to a massage therapy school, and I started when I first got hired, I was the student internship clinic manager. So I oversaw the internship program where students would actually massage people on the weekends. Like, that's a part. You have to get so many hours of hands-on experience before you can get your license. So Paige's face is like, "Oh my god, where the fuck is this going? This is nuts." Okay.
No, it's because I was thinking hands-on, huh? Your perverted friend. Continue.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. gosh. Anyways, so I worked with a guy. And he was a massage therapist, and he was also an instructor. So you have to have your instructor's license to teach, which I had mine as well, because they needed an instructor to run the clinic. And I had to have so many other instructors on site while running the clinic based on the total of students that were there. So I had to, like, have two other massage therapy instructor licensed people. And there's this guy.
Makes sense.
And I don't even know what to call him. I don't want to call him by his name, but anyways, he seemed like a very nice guy. And look, sometimes massage therapists can be they range from a little woo-woo to completely out of this world, nutso-butso.
Which one are you?
I'd like to think I'm pretty lacking of the woo-woo. I have a touch of the woo-woo because you kind of have to as a massage therapist. But he was on another planet, and here's why. After I got to know him for like a couple months, he gave me a binder. Okay, he gave me a binder with poetry in it, and it wasn't like a flirtatious thing. It wasn't like I love you poetry. He's like, hey, I want you to read. He's like, I feel like we're kind of like kindred spirits here. I'm like, all right, whatever. And he's like, here's my poetry. I would really love your take on it, and I've done all the artwork too. So he had like printouts, and he had like done like pencil drawings and art, and it was all about being a star child or an alien, and he truly believed that he was not from here, and here being Earth, he felt like he was maybe implanted in somebody like his mother, and grew up here. But he's like, Paige, one of the poems as he typed it came out in a triangle shape, and he's like, Lisa, I wasn't even trying for that. As I typed it, it came out in that shape. He's like, do you see the triangle, like the pyramids? And I'm like, I do,
sir. I see that triangle. Yeah.
I can't believe it came out like that as you typed it. Anyways,
he probably just hit the wrong fucking button. Those formatting things are real complicated if you don't know what you're doing.
He was older too. Not saying he can't be old and smart at Microsoft Word, but yeah.
He might not have been.
He got really offended. So like the day he gave me his book of poetry, I kind of like flipped through it. I'm like, hey, this is cool. I'm going to look at it later because I'm trying to get students in and out right now, like very busy. He got so offended, Paige, that I wasn't ignoring the students and looking at his poetry. Anyways.
This is a place of work, okay?
So here's the thing. So the other instructors didn't have to necessarily be doing anything productive, I guess. They just had to be on site in case we got inspected. Ask the instructors that were with me during that time to be supervising the students. Like, mm-hmm. I had to run the cash register. Sometimes I had to be working with students on things. Like, I couldn't be everywhere at once. So I said, at least be in the group massage room, just making sure students aren't talking too loud or whatever.
On their phones or whatever.
On their phones or whatever. Definitely not on their phones. That was a big thing. But more times than I can count, I found him in the teacher's lounge area with either students. Now they're adult students. They're not like underage kids. They're adult students, or like the parents of an adult student trying to do hypnosis on them.
Oh my God. You're like, we're not licensed. I'm
like, excuse me. I'm sorry, ma'am. I cannot have you in here, sir. Can you please go check on the students? Like, and he would get so mad at me for interrupting. He's like, let me just finish this session. I'm like, no, this is not what you're here for.
No, it's not.
This is not what you're here for. So he ended up like hating me and hating working for me because I'm like, please go do something productive.
Yeah.
They would have like the lights out, and I'm like, does this not look a little shady? Even if you're doing something completely innocent, it doesn't look right.
They shouldn't be in that room anyway.
No, they shouldn't. Anyways. So he used to hate me and like curse me under his breath and stuff. And he eventually quit to go do massage or whatever. He died.
Good. Good riddance.
He died.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. I did not hear that
part. Sorry. He like good riddance, but like flat page. He passed away. I don't know of what exactly, but yeah, I have no idea what he actually passed away of. But it was after he left the school. But he was so convinced. And I talked to another employee that worked at the school with me. And he's like, yeah, I had done a hypnosis session with him before. And I said, how was it? Like, was it weird? Like, what took place? Because I'm very curious to know. He goes, honestly, I felt really uncomfortable. And I kind of just told him whatever he wanted to hear. But he didn't ask me as much about my repressed memories as he asked, let's call him Bob. His name is not Bob, but he would have someone under hypnosis and say,
yeah,
okay, where do you see yourself? And I'm like, I'm on a deserted planet somewhere that's not Earth. And he'd be like, do you see Bob there? Referring to himself. He basically was trying to figure out if he can find himself through other people's experiences. I don't know, Paige. I'm sorry. I know we were getting really off topic here, but it kind of reminded me of this.
It ties in. It does. It definitely ties in, and it shows that there are hypnosis sessions that are probably less than reputable, where the person puts their own
agenda
is the best word for it. Yes, agenda into the questions that they're asking to lead this person along. And then hopefully there's Bud Hopkins over here who's doing his best to keep it on level and just to hear what the person has to say instead of feeding them lines.
Correct. So I think that was pointed out several times in his book. He's like, look, I did not divulge this information prior to the hypnosis session. I wanted to see truly what their if their memories match what information I had before revealing to them the information that I had. So, posterity. And
during the hypnosis session, Linda said, and I see Bob on a deserted planet.
Yeah, but yeah, this guy was a trip. And like I said, he hated me so much because I wouldn't let him. And Paige, he had to have been like 20 years older than me. Like, he was like in his late 40s, 50s, and he acted like this. And I'm like, you or something else, sir.
You should know by then. If you have a job and you're at a place of work and your boss says get back to work, you can't be mad at your boss for that.
Exactly. When you're doing something you're not supposed to do.
When you're doing, exactly.
Stupid. Sorry. Okay, back to the story. I just wanted to throw that out there that I met somebody who believed they were a star child, like wholeheartedly.
I believe he is too. He is out of this world.
You know what, Paige? He may not have died. He may have just gone home.
He may have just gone home like Elvis. Yes. Like Elvis. Yes.
Okay, so she does recall the exact, not exact, but very, very similar to what Bud knew about from the letters from Dan and Richard, okay?
Okay. Is she sitting there saying, like, I was talking in an alien language, I had this fish, there was some Lady of the Sand talk?
She does remember being called Lady of the Sands by the alien. Whoa. But she said she didn't even know what that meant exactly.
Nobody does. Maybe not even the alien. Maybe he was high or drunk and was like, this fucking Lady of the Sands over here.
They're like, puff, puff, pass.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, okay, so sometime later, and I'm going to say sometime later. I believe it's between weeks and months, but all within, like, weeks and months of each other. Okay. Linda was again abducted, but this time by Dan, just Dan.
Really?
Yeah, different type of abduction.
Different type of abduction.
Yeah, but this is the second time she's been abducted by one of these men.
I don't like these guys. They shouldn't be security officers. Okay. They're not very good at their job.
Get ready to sip with the shit. Okay, so it's just Dan. He's the one that does not like her, does not want to see her, okay?
Supposedly.
He takes her to a beach house on Long Island, and he is being super creepy, telling her she's beautiful and he's never been with a half-breed before and he just wants to kiss her. Just weird creeper shit.
So creepy.
Yeah. Okay, so they're at this, like, beach house. apparently she's like, I don't know whose house this is. I don't think it's theirs, but she said she did see two pictures like on a table of her. One of her, I don't remember. One was just, I think, of her, and the other one was her like kissing her son, like giving her son a kiss, like at dropping off at school. So like surveillance has been done. She sees these pictures.
Oh my God. And I remember you said that Dan said that Richard, I believe, is the other guy, mm-hmm. was spying on her.
Yeah, kind of following her, tailing her, just kind of keeping eyes on her.
Was it Richard, Dan? Was it Richard or was it you? Or maybe it's both of them.
Kind of both. We'll elaborate in a moment. But yeah, he, like, I think as they were like driving to the beach house, he kept like trying to touch her and she'd pull away, and he's like, oh, you're a feisty half breed, or, you know, just kind of creepy. Jesus shit. Christ.
Stop calling me half breed.
Right? Yeah,
feet are normal.
He full on believes she is at least partially an alien.
That is so strange.
So strange. So he brings her to this beach house. He gives her a gift box, and she opens it, and it's a white nightgown lingerie, piece of lingerie, and tells her to put it on. And she's like, no, I will not. I'm a married woman. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, how about I just put it on over my clothes? And he's like, okay, that's fine.
What? And I mean, I guess you're trying to, like, reason with the guy and be like, okay, right, whatever keeps you happy.
Apparently she was very, like, trying to be as strong as she could be by, like, telling him no. Yeah. Like, no, I have a family. I am married. I am not that kind of girl.
I don't want you in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. So she puts it on, and he sees, and he's like, she says he goes white in the face, and he's like, oh my God, it was you that we saw float. Yes! Y'all have already talked about this! But he's like, oh my gosh. And he starts trying to, like, kind of have his way with her, but she manages to run outside the beach house and tries to get away, but he catches her and, like, grabs her and was, like, trying to, like, rock her and say everything's gonna be okay. And as she's like, no, let me go, or whatever, and she tries to get away, he, like, shoves her face in the sand. He's like, how you like that, lady of the sands, or whatever. And she's, like, screaming, trying to get away. And she starts to get away. He, like, catches her, grabs her by the hair, and dunks her face in the water. And she says she, like, blacks out for a moment. And I guess he pulls her out, and she kind of comes to, and he's like sobbing and rocking her or whatever. But Richard shows up. I guess he knew where they were, and tells him to stop. Like, stop it.
Yeah. Fucking Dan. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
And so I guess they get back to the beach house, and Richard tells Dan, like, hey, go, you're too emotional right now. Why don't you go upstairs and take a shower, calm down. And when he's doing this, Richard takes Linda and leaves. Like, they're like, he's like, I'm gonna take you home. Like, I'm sorry, I never meant for this to get out of hand the way it has. I'm so sorry. Like, Dan's my best friend, but he is going through some shit, and I'm so sorry. Like, I'm gonna take you home. So he takes her home.
That's more than just going through some shit. He was trying to drown her, put her face in sand, like, put on this nightgown.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a sixth sip with the shit.
All right. I'm so glad you're keeping count.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the tally system. Mm-hmm. We'll do it again.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee there's going to be about three more. Okay. At least three more sips up with the shit. Although we are getting close to the end here. Okay. So. Okay. Takes her home. Richard takes her home. Richard writes yet another letter to Bud.
Oh, at least it's Richard this time, I guess.
This is just Richard, okay? Explaining he's sorry about Dan abducting Linda, but something happened the first time they kidnapped her that they hadn't mentioned before.
But they did mention that they kidnapped her.
They discovered they had a psychic connection with her, and she was able to speak to them telepathically, and they were able to speak with her telepathically.
And she's like, I don't think so. Maybe you're talking to somebody else.
Well, they said that the night they saw her on the beach with the aliens, apparently Richard connected to Linda telepathically and was able to tell her something. You know what he told her?
Did he tell her your feet are beautiful and I want to see them again?
Close. He said that he loved her, and she replied that she was in love with him too.
These two men are delusional.
I've met some Delulu dudes before.
Yeah, me too. Who are like, oh, we've been dating. And I was like, I don't remember that. That didn't happen.
So a month or so goes by. Richard and Linda run into each other out in public. And Richard, who's probably following Linda, let's be for real here, okay? Has happened to bump into her after we've tried to abduct her several times.
And I've got pictures of her.
But apparently, like, he was like, hey, like, I'm so sorry about everything that's happened. Like, I'm not here to take you. I'm so sorry that, you know. And he said that they ended up, like, really having a good conversation, like, the whole day. Like, they just talked all day. And they did confess that they loved each other. And they had since they were children.
Since they were children? Are they both getting abducted and taken up to the same spaceship?
Oh, Paige, you are on the right track.
Uh-oh.
So.
Should I wait for another sip? What the shit?
Let's go ahead, I'm there. Let's go ahead and just right do there. It. Let's, what was this okay. number? What number?
Are we on? Seven no, now.
You're good. You're good, Paige. Thank you. So, when Richard was a little boy, he said he had dreams of a girl, and he didn't know her name, so he just called her, this is kind of creepy, but he calls her Baby Anne.
That's very creepy.
It's a weird, like, if I know someone's name, I just give them a name, but Baby Anne, I don't know. I think it was apparently from when they were, like, I don't know what age, I think he said between, like, 8 and 12 or something, like, pretty young. And he said this little girl had, like, little pigtails, and, like, he called her Baby Anne, I don't know, so.
Lisa's got pigtails right now. Kind of.
I got braids.
Pippi Longstockings.
Yeah. Lisa Longstockings. I'm Lisa Granny Panties. Just kidding. Everyone's like, damn, I thought Lisa was hot before, but now, not so much. Just kidding.
I like your braids.
Like, we want to talk about your underwear, Lisa. Okay.
You can show them. I don't care. That's okay. Right here for it.
We're good. So anyways, he calls her Baby Anne in his dreams, and in the dreams, the little girl called him Mickey. Like, I don't know why they couldn't tell each other their real names, but, like, she calls him Mickey, calls her Baby Anne. And as he grew up, he continued to dream of Baby Anne and felt like they were growing up together, and he was just so in love with her, and they loved each other, but it was only in the dreams, right?
This is some unrequited love shit of this guy who's like, I'm a good guy, why don't you want to date? Stop putting me in the alien friend zone.
The alien friend zone, oh my gosh. So they fell in love, but only saw each other in their dreams. And then when he saw Linda for the first time up close, he knew she was Baby Anne from his dreams. Like, this is the woman I've been dreaming about since I was a child. The person I'm
Baby Anne's
with.
All grown up.
Lady Anne. When Bud read the letter Richard sent with this information, he asked Linda, did you ever have, like, an imaginary friend or someone you dreamt of, like, growing up, like, consistently? And she's like, yes, actually. His name was Mickey.
What the fuck? Oh my god!
And she's like, you know, honestly, like, the more I think about it, the more, like, Mickey, like, to when we got to about, I was about 20 years old or so, kind of looks like Richard.
No! No, Lisa! I refuse it! I'm gonna take another sip!
All right, number eight.
Number eight. Sip, sip, what the fucking shit? I'm sorry. She almost did a spit take, but she saved it. She saved it in time.
Oh my gosh. Paige, if you had made my keyboard sticky, well, no. I would have wondered what happened. Because you're not even here.
Not even there to do it.
No.
That's so crazy, Lisa. I don't like it. I feel so bad for Linda right now.
Poor Linda. She's had a rough go of it.
It's not her fault. It's
not her fault. Okay, so Bud theorizes that perhaps Linda and Richard have been abducted many times by aliens and kind of, like, put together. And I feel like there was a, what's it called? What's that called? Unexplained Mysteries? What's that TV show?
Oh, Unsolved?
Unsolved. Unexplained. Yeah, it is Unexplained. Unsolved Mysteries. I feel like there was an episode. I feel like it was one of the more recent ones, actually, that Netflix has put out. About multiple people seeing each other, like, aboard a spacecraft. So, like, when they were abducted, like, noticing each other, even though they live towns apart or something like that. So I feel like this is kind of one of those things.
Damn, girl.
Where
I don't remember. I get a little spooked with those alien episodes. I got to be in the right mood to watch them, so I haven't watched all the new season alien episodes.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, those are the only ones Kyle cares to watch. He will not watch any of them that have murder in them. Oh. Kyle's not a murderino. He is not into true crime in that aspect.
I don't get it, but okay. Sam as well. Sam is like, do you have to do all these episodes about murder? I'm like, yeah.
We're called Near Death Dolls. Like it, you named us.
But we're, yeah, exactly. It's called true crime. Okay.
Can you believe there's so much like true crime stuff in this episode?
No.
It's crazy, right?
No,
there's not even that much alien.
No. Yeah, it's mostly about these guys trying to kidnap this poor woman.
Yeah, okay. So
even some government conspiracy or a little bit mm-hmm. with the UN.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So there wasn't too much more mention that I read in the book, regarding Linda and Richard, except for, I believe the letters from Richard stopped at this point. However, Linda tells Bud that while she and a friend were out, I feel like they were at like some like pier or boardwalk type area. She saw Richard and with other men dressed like a security detail, like they were working. Oh. And they were looking around like they were searching for something or someone. Richard spots Linda and kind of like ran up to her and grabbed her. And she said she had been so on edge about everything that she had been carrying around like a small pistol, little Saturday Night Special, like tucked in her waistband. And
go for her.
Yeah. And she said,
I don't know if you can shoot an alien, but you can try.
Well, she was more worried about Richard and Dan coming after her.
Oh,
that's
you're right.
She's like, I ain't gonna shoot an alien unless you're one of these motherfuckers who's abducted me way more times than I can remember.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They were worse than the aliens,
exactly.
Which is strange to say.
Yeah, right? The aliens are actually like the good guys in the story. I don't know.
Kind of. They're not bad. They're neutral.
They're kinda neutral. So, hey. Paige just went
fuzzy.
Blurry. She must have gone into reptilian mode.
You can't see my feet. Okay.
They're a little scaly. It's okay.
They probably are, actually. I need a pedicure.
Same. Okay, so Richard runs up to Linda. She pulls this little pistol from her waistband and aims it at Richard. And now this is apparently happening like out in public, but it's very, very crowded. So I don't know who's actually paying attention. But after she does that, he grabs it away from her. He, like, kind of wrestles it away from her. And he asks her, hey, look, do you want to go back to a hotel with me? And she's like, no.
I just pulled a gun on you, bro. The answer is no.
Hey, that's a turn on for some. I mean, I do not condone foreplay with weapons. I think it's a very dangerous thing to do. Pistol, I mean, go for it, as long as it's an orange tip, you know.
Paintball guns.
That one sounds very painful, too.
It could be, at least it's not lethal, you know, you're not going to get shot.
I mean, you could still lose an eye.
That's true,
you'll
and I don't want to
shoot your eye out. Oh, that's a BB gun, never mind. That's still true.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't condone that either. Or condemn. Hey, if you guys like it, that's
just
how
be
you
safe,
want to maybe
guys.
Go out one day.
Just be safe. Okay. So.
What?
I said just be safe. Use protection.
Just be safe. Just be safe.
Use blanks.
Right.
Shoot blanks.
Yeah.
Giggity. And decrease the surplus population. And that's from?
You. Oh, yeah. Ebenezer Scrooge.
There we go. Oh, my gosh. Yum. Girl after my own heart. Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah. Victorian ghost story? Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, she's like, no, I'm not going back to the hotel with you. And she manages to get away from him and he kind of just lets her go. He doesn't like chase after her.
He better.
So that's kind of from what I read, that's kind of like where they stop meeting up. But there was one more letter from Dan.
Freaky ass Dan.
And guess what?
Nobody wants around.
This letter does not go to Bud Hopkins.
Oh.
It goes to Linda.
Oh, no. Poor Linda. That poor Linda. At least Bud could have been like the fucking in-between guy.
Right. Okay, so let me just say. All these letters are in the book witnessed by Bud Hopkins. Like, the letters in detail are, like, word for word, I believe, very long in his book. And I have chosen not to read them just because they are so long. And we are already after an hour here. We're having a good time, don't get me wrong.
Yes, we are.
But I didn't really want to read all those letters because they were long. But I'm going to read the letter that he sent. I may skip over a few sections. I was kind of stupid, but...
Yeah, I imagine. With him writing, it's probably mostly stupid. Yeah.
So, letter from Dan. Dan had apparently cracked, and he was in a psychiatric healthcare facility.
Good.
He wrote a letter, these fucking letters, basically stating he's still obsessing over Linda, and that he hopes one day he'll be released, and he can resume stalking her. Luckily, he never came for her, but these letters from Richard and Dan, like I said, are pretty lengthy. For time's sake, I'm not going to read them all. I'm just going to read you this one real quick, because it's Psycho Dan. Here we go. So, Linda receives a traditional Christmas card, not with, like, your family on the front, but just, like, a cute, like, winter scene or whatever. Yeah. And inside the card, here's what he wrote. Dear pretty Linda.
Oh, yeah, I'm already disgusted.
Page gagged. Okay.
Yeah.
By the time this Xmas greeting reaches you, I will have managed to get out of this place successfully. If you don't see me, then you'll know that I'm still here thinking my way out. Did you really believe that I would let you go so easily?
God.
This is some Watcher shit, right?
It is some Watcher shit. It got worse and worse over the episode.
It really did. He says, the staff here usually keep me pretty much sedated. You see, they like me and give me special favors. This is how I was able to get this letter started. Friends have been stopping by bringing their Xmas cheer. They brought me a few Christmas cards the last time they were here, but forgot envelopes. So when they come to visit again, one of them will have to address an envelope and stamp it and put it in the mail for me to return, for me when he returns to New York, meeting his friend. I don't want you to trace my whereabouts anyway. In the meantime, I'm trying to get a holiday pass so I can come and see you. This pass may last me a lifetime with you. Now there's more letter. I'm going to keep reading. I hear poor Boozy out there is whining. Okay, letter. He says, it seems like yesterday when I wanted you to go back from where you came from. I hated you because I needed to live a normal and stress-free life again, but the thought of you wouldn't let me. Sometimes the hate still creeps out of me. Sometimes the hate still creeps out of me until I think about looking into those big, deep brown eyes of yours. Then the hate goes away. In fact, I can't wait to watch you move as you walk by. I'm going to kiss that pretty nose and inscribe our names with my lips on that full, heart-shaped mouth that looks unhappy only with me.
That is disgusting.
He says, I will control the strong, unnatural mind you possess. And I will because I have learned so much about what has to be done here in this place. I enjoy the helplessness you show when you're not in control. You're fragile and lovely like a blown glass figurine.
What? Oh, no. No. He needs to be locked up for life.
For life. He says, but my little lady of the sands, when you are in control, your tears become the swells of the sea. Your breath has the strength of high winds, and your eyes become the storm that so faithfully protects you. Yes.
He called her a hurricane.
Yeah, he did. He kind of did,
She's like, I'm going to kill you with this hurricane. How about that?
Bring the pain. Sorry. I don't know why I turned into a wrestler all of a sudden.
I bring the pain. The hurricane. Lisa the hurricane.
Oh, shit.
Formidable.
Formidable indeed. He says, yes, you've inherited the unnaturalness of your ancestor through your mother's bloodline. Saint Joan of Arc was a powerful woman when needed to be. Her strength came from above, just as yours has. But Joan came from God. Yours comes from them. The aliens. And you are half them, but very similar to her. You're not a saint, but you are an angel.
Barfarama.
So, he then goes on to say, Linda, you don't belong here, but I'll find a place for you. When you
when I do, you'll teach me your ways and your special language. Everyone here thinks I'm crazy, you know.
Really?
Shit. It's because they have never seen or heard what I have coming out of you. Richard and the other man just let me sit in this place knowing full well that I am not crazy. They saw the very same thing I saw in you. Oh my god. Can you hear Boo?
A little bit.
Hold on one second. Like, I don't have to edit this audio with barks. Okay. I want you to know that we have done our homework over these months. To prove it, I have some information that no one else would have but you and your doctor. I told you that I would prove the difference in you, Linda. It isn't just your eyes, it's your soul structure. You didn't think I knew, did you? You can't pretend this isn't true because it's there. We know you were put here on purpose, but we don't know exactly when. You do make good things happen to others, and it's no coincidence. I'll bet some nice things happen to everyone you've been close to or touched, but it hasn't happened to me yet. If you show this letter to anyone... Damn it, Boozy. Sorry. Like, I just know this is going to be shit audio. I'm so sorry, guys. If you show this letter to anyone, you know they won't believe me because I'm supposed to be crazy. That's clever, Linda. But what if they give me the benefit of the doubt? Then they'll find out what you are, half-breed. We'll be covering a lot of miles, Linda. Prepare yourself for a happy and comfortable life abroad. Pack your toothbrush in order to travel lightly at any time. You'll make a beautiful bride, dressed all in white like the morning of November 1989. If you see Richard, tell him I said, quote-unquote, go to hell. If I don't get out of here... Oh, son of a bitch. Boo, shut the fuck up. Okay, this is the most chilling part, okay? He says, if I don't get out of here, I'll be thinking of you. If I do, I'll be looking at you. Happy holiday, pretty.
Sip, sip, what the shit, man.
We need to finish our drinks.
I know. I'm getting... Shotgun the rest of it. There's not much left after 9 sip, sip, what's the shits.
That's good, because I'm almost out. And this is a big can.
Yeah. That's a lot of... lots of shit in this fucking episode.
Uh-huh. So the last day Linda had encountered Richard in public, it was after this card was mailed. So he had mentioned that the reason he and the security team were out at that location was because Dan had escaped and they were trying to catch him.
Oh my god, what the fuck is this? This is some like Twin Peaks bullshit that's like doesn't make any sense.
It's so funny that you say Twin Peaks because Kyle said, because we only watched like the first season of Twin Peaks, but he was like, this is some Twin Peaks shit. Like he said the same thing. Like, this is weird.
Yeah, because it's like a very strange, dramatic retelling of a paranormal story.
Right. Richard had sent another letter to Bud explaining that they figured out Dana had escaped and had managed to actually leave the country. So they think he's not in the U.S. Okay, so it's kind of where I'm going to leave the story. There is more in the book. Totally worth reading. It's a very easy read, by the way.
And this was written by Bud Hopkins.
And he has so much documentation of all these encounters with Linda, Dan, Richard, DeQuayar, that he even like his hypnosis sessions with Linda, he had it written out, like line by line, like the conversation that was had as she was under hypnosis. Couple little things I'm going to leave.
Last guy.
What's that?
He's professional.
Yeah, I mean he's taken like insane amount of notes, documentation, research. Like he made this like his career.
Yeah.
I'm
sure he's very appreciated for it.
I couldn't really fit it into kind of like how I was telling the story, but there was another witness, a woman, Janet, I forgot her last name. Apparently this isn't actually her name. It was a pseudonym or something they'd given her because she wanted to remain anonymous. But she said the same night she was on the Brooklyn Bridge and she saw a bright light and her car had stalled, just like the other guys. And she said she saw the bright light and she honestly thought they were filming a movie because, you know, they film movies in New York City just because it has such good an environment, I guess. I don't know.
It's its own character.
It really is. So she thought they were filming a movie. And as she looked, she's like, holy crap, that's a flying saucer. Is this a sci-fi movie? Like, she's like, what the fuck is happening? And she said she
saw the saucer.
She said she literally saw the saucer, she saw Linda coming. She saw somebody floating outside, and she's like, I don't know what I'm seeing here. Like, I have no, like, what the fuck is this? And she actually,
that's a good movie magic.
That's a really good movie magic. She actually sent hand-drawn, like, she, I mean, this is in the 80s, 90s, early 90s. She sent hand-drawn pictures of what she saw through, like, the bars. I don't know what they're called. The big rods or whatever that, on the bridge.
Oh, on the bridge. Yeah. Okay.
So she was able to actually, like, kind of from memory trace out the shape of Linda's building, because it has a distinct, not super distinct, but distinct enough where it's not like every other building, like, that's behind Paige in her background. It was like you could tell. Yeah, it might be one of those. But she kind of like drew it out and was like, here's what I saw. And the reason she reached out to, she sent these to Bud, and the reason she sent them to Bud was because she said she saw him on one of those like daytime talk shows or something that will have psychics or paranormal researchers or whoever, ufologists. And she said she saw one that had Bud, and he was talking about it, and she's like, oh my god, that's what I witnessed. I witnessed that. Oh, so that's why she wrote a letter saying, hey, I'm so, like, I've written this a million times and I feel crazy, but I think I saw what you were talking about. I drew out what I saw. Here's, if that matches, then cool. If not, whatever. But she's like, I think this is the same thing you were talking about.
Girl. That's four witnesses. Four witnesses. Yeah. That does not happen in abduction cases.
Not usually, no.
No.
There's a couple
people
instances.
People are usually like, nobody believes me. It's like, there were four people who saw this.
We'll have to do an episode about that, that school in Africa where all the kids saw.
Yeah, what was it called? Something aerial? No. I don't know, but I know what you're talking about. Please do that episode.
Now, okay, so that's pretty much the end. So I'm going to talk about some theories real quick. Okay, so theory number one, this all happened, as stated, right? Okay.
Sure.
Number two. Maybe. Number two, this was either made up by Bud Hopkins and or Linda.
Oh, maybe.
And if it was made up by Linda, was it intentional or not? And I feel like when people are together, so apparently, so she noticed the bump on her nose, surgery thing, whatever. She started going to these group therapy sessions, meetups, whatever, social hours with Bud Hopkins and other people who say they've experienced things. Over time, over years, don't you think it's possible that maybe some false memories may have gone into her? And like I said, I don't know much about this because I literally was not there, right? But it's possible that memories could be accepted even though they're not your own, or they're stories that aren't your own. And over time, if you're obsessing over something, maybe it seeps its way into your subconscious and you believe that happened to you.
Absolutely.
And on top of that,
and hypnosis could
you could be fed false
reinforce
memories.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, talking about, like, remember the dude that I used to work with? He could have been implanting memories, like, fake shit in people just for any reason.
He probably was.
Who knows? He was. You know what's funny, though? Real quick. Not to make fun of someone who's passed away, but at the time, I had a coworker, and I loved her bits and pieces, and she nicknamed him Gadget, Inspector Gadget. And I don't remember why. She's like, he's just so, like... She's like, I feel like he's Inspector Gadget, so we called him Gadget. Anyways.
Gadget.
Go Gadget, go.
Go Gadget, go.
Like I said, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make fun of someone who's passed, but... like he.
You can, because he's dead.
He might have just gone home, so it's fine. God, I hope he doesn't come back and abduct me. It could be real creepy.
Oh my
creepy.
God, Lisa. Oh my God. He'd be like, you didn't look at my binder.
So something else. So I'm also thinking, okay, say Linda unintentionally believed this all happened, right? Well, how's that explain Dan and Richard? Here's the thing. Bud never met Dan Richard or this other woman.
Oh, he only got letters.
He only got letters, okay? What if Linda had multiple personalities?
Oh, my God.
What if she was all these people, whether she knew it or not, and was writing these letters? Because she never reported any of the harassment or kidnappings to the police. Now, whether or not she believed that maybe they were with the police, maybe that could be a reason why she didn't feel like she could trust reporting it, you know?
Yeah. Didn't want to be called crazy. Who knows?
Called crazy, or if these guys were police officers, like maybe they had introduced themselves as, I think, detectives or police officers. If that's true and she went to the police and they're like standing right there, like what are they gonna do? Like hurt her or call her crazy? Or they're like our detectives would not abduct you, like you're crazy, bitch.
Yeah.
But
these guys? Nah, they're good guys. Right.
But literally, Dan and Richard were just letters to Bud. Yeah. He'd never met them. He'd never seen them.
Yeah. He's only met Linda.
And like I said, the woman that saw the abduction on the bridge, never met her.
Could have been Linda writing it and drawing it from, or trying to get attention, but, or like you said, maybe unintentionally making up this story.
You have no idea. This could all be fake. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I don't remember if it was a book or a movie. Something had come out prior to Linda's experience in 1989 that kind of followed the same structure of her story. I can't remember what it was called. But like other ufologists have kind of poked holes in this and are like, no, this lady's just crazy. This never happened. Like, now, maybe parts happened, maybe parts didn't. Okay, so like I said, Bud Hopkins had letters, so handwritten letters.
Yeah.
There was
and a drawing.
And drawings. Here's one thing that kind of weirded me out. That kind of made me think.
Kind of. This whole thing didn't weird you out.
Okay, not weirded me out. That made me doubt the story, okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
There is two pictures, and I believe they were in his book, that supposedly Dan had taken of Linda escaping his clutches from the beach house, as she was running on the beach. And there's pictures of the backside of a woman in like a white kind of nighty type thing.
Oh, because he made her put on a nightgown.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And she was running. If he were chasing after her, do you think he would just take a few minutes to click a few pictures as she's running? Like, I mean, he could be completely crazy.
He's also crazy. Like,
if he
it's
exists.
Hard to say, like, what would he do and why? I don't know any of the reasons behind what he's doing.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Okay, that's pretty much the end of the story. One last little tidbit that Linda mentions, or Bud mentions in his book about Linda's son looking an awful lot like Richard. Could he be Richard's son? Maybe the aliens implanted Richard's seed inside Linda to have her son. I think his name was Johnny or something. But apparently, when Johnny was like so many years old, he would get like nosebleeds.
Oh, no.
He would say he would feel numb too, I think. Or he was experiencing some of the same things as his mother, and then he would get these nosebleeds in the same nostril that Linda also had, the scar tissue, cartilage issue.
So that's interesting. That does happen with some abductees. It's them, their parents, their kids all get abducted.
Right. And implants. I think that kind of freaks me out. I kind of worry about being implanted, getting implants in me.
I know. Wait, are we talking about babies or
both.
Metal? Like
both.
Both. Yeah, yeah, they both sound bad. I don't want either one.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel like more like a chip, like a tracker chip or something being implanted in me. I don't like the idea of that.
Some X-Files that shit is. Where you're like, oh shit, what's this? Mm-hmm. Something under my skin. Mm-hmm.
What was that movie about the abductions? We've talked about
Blind
it.
This guy?
No.
More recent?
I had Carrie wrestle. Dark Skies. There we go. Dark Skies.
Oh, yeah,
One where the husband, like, had, like, this rash behind his ear and was, like, scratching at it and would get a little bloody. And they go talk to the ufologist, and the guy's like, have you had any, like, weird rashes or irritations? And he's like, yeah, I've had this, like, rash behind my ear. And they're like, that's where the implant chip from the aliens was implanted, and it's not taking right, and it's causing you irritation. And the guy's like, yeah, I picked a couple out of myself before. Like, I've pulled one out of myself before. And also, in American Horror Story Season 2, which is my favorite, there is an alien storyline, and a doctor's, like, digging in the sky because he found, like, a chip, and the chip, like, pops out and, like, grows, like, little legs and starts crawling off, and it's freaky.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Sorry, Paige. But, yeah, so, actually, it's really weird. I do have, like, a few, like, weird bumps, like, along my hairline under, like, by my neck. And I don't know what those are. But Kyle's like, he's like, it looks like a light bumps. He's like, it's not even looking like bites or anything. He's like, I don't know what that is. Could be just, like, a light rash from your shampoo or something. I'm like, I don't know. But it itches.
Does it move when you touch the bump? Like, does it move underneath the skin?
No. It's just a couple little
bumps. Then you're probably fine.
I am probably fine. Who knows? Anyways, But yeah, that's kind of our story. So Paige, what's your take? Do you think this happened? Do you think it not happened? Some of it happened, some didn't, some was made up. What do you think?
It's so interesting how you mentioned at the end that the letters and everything could have just come from Linda herself, and maybe she was fabricating the whole thing, because that would take whatever weird evidence of, like, okay, so Richard and Dan wrote these letters that said the aliens called her the Lady of the Sands, and then she said it separately without having, quote unquote, seen the letters. If she wrote those letters, it's like, oh, of course she could corroborate. Thank you. I don't know where I was going to go with that word. yeah. So she didn't know about this letter. She came up with this independently, and it must be true. It's like, oh, no, wait, if she wrote the letters, that completely kills that. But that's not to say that none of this was real. It could have been.
Yeah.
Maybe she was abducted, and there was these two weirdos who worked for a UN consulate. It's a very far-fetched but fascinating story.
It really is, isn't it? Like, yeah. Look, I want to believe. I really do. I just don't know if I do.
Okay, Mulder. I want to believe.
I want to believe. Damn it. Agent Scully didn't make an appearance today. My skull
Wait,
cup.
What?
My skull cup.
Oh, you didn't bring it with you. Scully. Yeah, Agent Scully.
Agent Scully. My Agent Scully cup. It's just a skull.
No, you needed the alien can. Makes sense why.
That's why. Although I would like to know what color that drink was. Anyways, it was very good. But, yeah, I don't know. I can't. Apparently, there is, like, holes poked in some of these things. Like I said, the pictures of Linda running away from Dan.
Anybody could have taken those.
I mean, she could have been like, hey, honey, husband, I'm going to run.
Take a picture.
I'm going to frolic on the beach in my nightie. Why don't you take some pictures? Like, it'll be a sexy thing for our anniversary, you know, whatever.
Something, yeah. And he's like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's not like these days where you could just quickly whip out your phone and take a picture and then keep running after this lady that you kidnapped, which doesn't make much sense now that you've mentioned it. It's like, why would you stop and take a picture? He's a little crazy. Maybe he did do that.
He did mention how much he likes it when she resists. Remember, like, you're a delicate, fragile thing, and I like when you resist or whatever, but you're really strong.
He did say,
like,
that.
The force of a hurricane.
Or maybe she said that to herself.
The eye of the time. Oh, that's another point. Okay. In the details of these other letters, which I did not read, I think in, like, the very first one, the second letter Richard and Dan sent to Bud after they met Linda for the first time at her apartment, they said something like, Linda is a darling lady. Like, I really like her. Or something like that. Something like, she's a darling lady. And I feel like they kept, as the letters came, I don't remember which guy. I feel like it was Richard Moore was, like, saying, like, I really adore her. I feel like she's a good woman. And, like, very complimentary to Linda. And mm-hmm. one of them said, like, does she have that effect on everybody? Like, I forgot how he phrased it, but it was something like, does she have that effect on everybody? Like, yeah. It was very complimentary to her big brown eyes and her heart-shaped lips. What do heart-shaped lips look like? It's like a small bottom lip and a big top lip?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heart-shaped lips.
Does this do it for you, Fudge? No, just kidding.
No.
Okay.
I don't want to. You're lovely no matter what your lips look
thank
like.
Thank you. They are not heart-shaped. Maybe anus-shaped one. I go like this. Just kidding. Thank God my husband doesn't listen to this because he would never kiss me. You'd be like, you just described your lips as an anus, Lisa.
He's outside the door right now, like, oh.
Actually, he's outside. I can see him outside my window walking Boo to go potty.
Okay, so you're safe. I'm you good. Can say whatever
I'm
you want.
I'm good. So, yeah.
I do have to say, if anybody is going to watch this on YouTube, the whole time you were reading that letter from him to her about, oh, I'm in a mental institution right now, all that, I my eyes were rolling so hard. I thought they were going to fall out of my skull. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it is some kind of letter, huh?
Creepo. Yeah. If he existed.
If he existed. We don't know. See? So it's...
I don't know. It's so far-fetched, all that mm-hmm. stuff that happened.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a fantasist. Maybe she was just, like, bored and... Not bored because she doesn't have anything to keep her busy, but, you know, you could still get bored even though you don't have any time on your hands. Sure. You're a mom. You're working. You're, like...
Daydreaming.
This is all that life has to offer.
Yeah, daydreaming about a more interesting life. Yeah.
Yeah. Wanting to be desired by many men despite their being crazy.
Yeah. Also, think about this. What if Richard really does exist? Now, just like, let's just call him Richard.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to say Linda's a hoe, okay? But what if she needed to explain why her son looked like somebody else, or an affair she was having? Wouldn't it make more sense if she had been abducted against her will and taken to some guy's beach house?
Oh my god, in a 90? Lisa.
And I do think her husband and her are either divorced or estranged or something like that.
Which could have been, I mean, well, it seems like a lot of abductees or experiencers do get divorced afterwards, if they like start doing the circuit mm-hmm. and like going and mm-hmm. talking about it and being really into UFOs, the partner starts to be like, I didn't sign up for this.
Do you think Linda told her husband about being abducted, nearly raped by these guys? Like, do you think he ever knew about this? Do you think this came out later and he was like, what the shit? Like, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Does he know about any of it? Does he know about the abduction?
I'm pretty sure he knows now.
Well, now, yeah.
And it's funny.
He listened to the podcast and he's like, what the fuck?
Well, in Bud Hopkins' book about this, I think he calls her Linda Courtile Courtile, and doesn't use her real name, but later it does come out Linda Napolitano.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I see. So it possible that if he didn't know at the time, he knows now.
Oh, I'm definitely sure he knows now, but I don't know at the time if that could have driven a wedge between them. You know what I mean?
It probably did.
Probably.
And that's interesting, Lisa. Maybe she had a little romp with this guy that maybe Richard, maybe Mickey, whatever you want to call mm-hmm. him. And you said, no, who thought that her son looked like Richard? But was it Bud?
No, I can't remember who said that. I want to say Richard said it.
Okay.
Or something. He did say something like, I feel like I have a son, but I know I don't, but I feel like I do. And I don't know if it was. Now, remember, there was a picture of Linda kissing the little boy.
Yeah.
In either Dan or Richard's or somebody's beach house. What if that was Richard's kid, and or he thought it was his kid? Either if he exists and is who this story says he is, He thinks it's his kid, and maybe he's obsessed, and he's like, here's a picture of my woman and my child.
Yeah.
Or what if he is just literally the other man, and he has a picture of him, his child, and his lady, you know?
His lover.
His lover. Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, shit, my husband's starting to suspect something.
I was abducted by aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I really did get a nose surgery, but just don't tell him that. I'm going to say I've never had face surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's the episode, Paige. Any final thoughts, or you just sip sip with the shit for the final time? I think I'm just about, I'm out.
Yeah, let's do all one right. more. I still got some. Do you?
I have a drip drip.
Okay, drip drip, what the dip?
Yeah, drip drip, what the dip?
So that's 10. We did 10.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And that's a 2-hour episode.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's been a while since we went this long, baby.
It didn't feel...
I can go all night. It
didn't feel that long. Good episode, Lisa. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. I did not. I've never.
I'm so glad you hadn't heard this because it was so crazy. I just really enjoyed taking you on that wild ride.
That was a fun journey to go on with you.
You're like, what? Wait, what? Are you fucking kidding me?
Excuse me? What the fuck?
Yeah, so that's a wrap. Thank you for listening, darling dolls. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe.
And if you really liked it, come join our Patreon. We have so many extras for you, like our somewhat dirty talk show called Dolls After Dark.
I feel like you got a good preview of that from tonight's episode as well.
From today, yeah.
Like that on steroids.
Now you'll know what to expect.
So if you want to keep abreast of our goings on, follow us on Instagram at Near Death Dolls Podcast and on Tumblr, neardeathdolls.tumblr.com. And we also have a TikTok. I'd like to put clips of our of this. I've been seeing a lot of other podcasters do that where they put clips on and
on TikTok specifically.
Yeah, on TikTok specifically to bring, you know, new people to the show, you know?
Give them little bite-sized chunks.
Yeah, or maybe you'll see it on TikTok first and then be like, oh shit, yeah, I forgot. Lisa and Paige brought back Near Death Dolls. I should probably go give them a listen because I'm a good person.
And you are a good
you
person.
You are. I hope you don't doubt it.
Whoever's listening,
even if you're not on TikTok,
you're a good person. And as always, our darling, darling dolls, watch out for your holes.
Mm-hmm, and be sure to get consent.
Bye.
Bye.
'Special thanks to Sam Hears for our art and music.
If you'd like to see more from him, check out the links in our show notes.